Thank you for calling NEC Intake Line. This is Dominic on a recorded line. To confirm that we can speak to you and contact you at this number in accordance with our privacy policy, please state your full name and press 1.
Chastity Williams.
We're experiencing heavy call volume right now, and I didn't want to make you wait, but if my information here correct, you, a friend or a family member, are interested in filing a claim for the NEC tort. Is that correct?
Correct.
Are you currently being represented by an attorney?
No.
It's critical to think and remember if you have spoken with any attorney, especially if you've signed anything in regards to NEC tort, have you?
No.
You're filing this claim on behalf of your son or daughter?
Son.
May I have the right spelling of his first and his last name?
S-H-A-M-A-R. It's the first name, Shamar. Harry, H-E-R-R-I-N-G.
How old is he?
He's 17 now.
May I have his date of birth?
February 5th, 2007.
May I have the last 4 digits of his social?
I can't even think now. It's 5611. Yes.
Okay.
You did it right.
He was born after how many weeks?
31 weeks.
And how much did he weigh?
4 pounds, 13 ounces.
And when was he diagnosed with NEC?
It was around March. This thing was February 28th.
Okay. So how long after he was born he experienced the symptoms or start showing symptoms of NEC?
How many days after that?
Yeah, after he was born.
First started the same date he was born. Because the milk keeps on getting system.
What was the name of the formula they used?
Similac.
Was it given to him by you or the hospital?
Me.
Okay, so he was diagnosed while he was still at the hospital or after he left?
Still at the hospital.
Okay. Were you aware that this is a cow milk-based formula?
Say that again.
Were you aware that the formula you used is a cow milk-based?
No.
One more time, because this is very important. You have not retained an attorney for this case, correct?
Correct.
Was your baby diagnosed with any of the following additional conditions? I'm going to name you the conditions, and you answer with yes or no, if he was or wasn't. That's other than NEC, okay?
Okay.
Okay, was he diagnosed with development delay?
No.
Growth failure, any problem growing?
No.
Okay, that's good. Was he diagnosed with intestinal structure?
Basically, it was like intestines, more of now. No, pretty much not that. It was more.
Okay. Was he diagnosed with any other condition other than NEC by the time?
No, it was just NEC.
Okay. And may I have the name of his treatment doctor?
Dr. Scott Burks.
Dr. who?
Scott Burks.
How do you spell his last name?
B-U-R-K-S.
Where's this doctor located?
Forest General Hospital.
Okay. May I have the address for this hospital?
6051 U.S. Highway 49, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39401.
Do you have the doctor phone number or the hospital phone number?
No, I don't have the number. I just have the address. I probably just get it.
Okay. Do you have access online to the baby's medical record?
I think that number is... Say that again, sir.
Do you have online access to the baby's medical record and feeding schedule?
No, but I give you our permission to pull his records from the hospital.
Okay. Well, let me just explain to you one thing. My job here, you know, I'm just an intake representative that qualifies your lead, and if you qualify, I will connect your call to the intake team that provides your information to the attorney, and then assign you an attorney. Okay, so giving me a permission to get the medical record won't help you that much. I need you to get in touch with the doctor, request medical record. It will take you 7 days to get it, but you have to understand the necessity of it. You need to have it. It's a must to have documents with filing, you know, this sort of claims. Because let's say you got a retainer assigned to you, but says you even signed a retainer agreement, and then you got a court date, but without medical record, all that goes to dust as if you'd done nothing. So just save yourself, save your time, get yourself some the medical records. It won't take much. Just a phone call, request it, and it will be emailed to you. Okay? So back to the claim now. You mentioned that your baby by the time was not diagnosed with any other condition other than NAC. Right, and he was treated at the facility, which is Foster General Hospital. Forest, I mean? General Hospital?
Forest.
Right?
Forest.
Forest, yes. Got it. Okay. You were about to give me the hospital phone number. I'm sorry, I stopped you. May I have it?
Let me see if I can get it right quick.
Sure.
It's 601.
Okay.
288.
Okay.
7,000.
7,000?
Yes.
Okay. May I have your date of birth?
08/24/1976.
The last 4 digits of your social?
6904.
6904. Your current address?
Say what now?
Your address.
47 McLaurin, MCLAURA. I-N, Lane, L-A-N-E, Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, Mississippi, 39428.
May I have your email address?
C-A-L-I. C-A-L-G-A-M-B-L-E @gmail.com, which is Cali Cal Gamble.
Got it. Do you have your son's birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay. As part of the intake process, we perform a mandatory verification process to ensure that you pass eligibility. So I'm going to be asking you a set of multiple choice questions that must be answered within less than 2 minutes. So once you hear the right answer, please stop me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember those questions must be answered within less than 2 minutes. So pay attention, yeah, please, and once you hear the right answer, stop me. What color is your vehicle, your Chevrolet? Beige, black, gray, none of the above.
Black.
Black. Which of the following people do you know? Chevrolet Longo, Gary Morgan, Kennedy Laurent, none of the above.
Say that again.
Okay, the names are Chevrolet Longo, Gary Morgan,
Chevrolet Longo.
Okay, well, that's a hard name. Which street have you lived on? Hartford Avenue, Engelman Parkway, Wicklow Place, none of the above.
None of the above.
How long have you been associated with the property you live at now? Less than 2 years, 2 to 3 years, 3 to 4 years, 4 to 5 years, over to 5 years. Thank you. Which of these hospitals is the closest to your address? Maggie General Hospital, Good Shepherd Medical Center, Samaritan Medical Center, none of the above.
None of the above.
Thank you. I would like to provide you with a phone number so you can text in a photo of your driver's license and a photo of your son's birth certificate. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, just one moment. Let me go in here. Okay.
The number is 844-971-0773.
Okay.
So kindly text in a photo of your driver's license and then a photo of your son's birth certificate. And let me know when it says delivered so I can send you our documents and have you sign it. Just make sure to send in the photos separately, each in one text, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Did you send in the text?
Yes.
Okay, you've sent both of them? Shall I check for them?
Yes.
Okay, let me look for it. Also, I want you to check your email and let me know once you get an email from AuthentiFlow.
I'm coming in now.
You got it?
Yes.
Kindly open it and click on the start signing, then click on proceed to document and let me know once you have the form open.
Okay. It's open.
On the very first box where it says full name, I want you to put your first and your last name, and then the letters OBO, which stands for on behalf of, and then your son's first and last name. So on the same box, both names, yours and your son's.
Okay.
Then choose a signature, click on agree and continue, check the box, and then move to the next page.
Okay.
You're on the HIPAA page now? Where it says patient details, that's asking for your son's information. So make sure to put his date of birth, his gender, his marital status.
Okay. Okay,
and the acknowledgement page is asking for the last four digits of your social, not his.
Okay.
Where it says to medical doctor, that's his medical diagnosis and it's still his date of birth. And once everything is filled in correctly, you will see finish up top. Make sure to click on it once you see it.
Okay, so you have signed this document.
Okay, let me check. I've received your signature. Thank you so much for participating in the verification process. Also, I've got your text with the driver license, but I did not get the birth certificate yet, so can you just double check? Did you send it again?
Yes.
Okay, let me check for it. I've got the birth certificate. Thank you so much for participating.
Mm-hmm.
So now I want you to understand that you will be connected to the intake team that will provide your information to the attorney. And they just need to verify the answers to the questions that I've asked you today. If you answer them quickly, they will have you off the phone in no time. Just please understand they must verify them questions. So, were your answers today 100% honest and truthful to the best of your recollection?
Yes.
Has anyone coached you, told you what to say, or assisted you in filing this claim?
No.
Have you provided any false or fraudulent information today?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Say that again now.
Have you provided any false or fraudulent information today?
No.
You do realize that providing any false information could lead to a claim being denied and a charge being filed, correct?
Correct.
Also, you do understand that without any medical records, this case could be rejected at any moment, right?
Yes.
Okay, so kindly pay with me on the line. I'm a connected call. By the way, and you'll be answered very shortly. Just a second.
Okay.
Well, it looks like all the agents are experiencing heavy call volume right now, so I don't want to keep you waiting. You've already, you know, spent with me like almost 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I have posted your call to the intake team, and you should be receiving a call back later. If it's not within the next couple of hours, so it will be tomorrow morning. So would that be okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So you will be getting a call back so we can connect your call to the intake team once their lines are available, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.